Page 3. No, page 5. There are many other things. Man's action, individual action, which have indicated the native themselves were always eager to follow white men's ways in the past to the present. We have mentioned to some of these very briefly. Why do we do it? Why did our forefathers do it? What was in his the motivating factor? Pan-custom changes. Pan-custom changes. The native people culture changes. That's the topic in this paper. Pan means the people, the Omaskigo. Custom means the way the Omaskigo used to live. The First Nation culture means the way our Muskego ancestors lived, used to live before the European and the white man. The most devastating changes, as it is said before, was the Christianity. The native conversion to Christianity, that was to lead the native people to lose everything they had rightfully theirs, like their culture, spirituality, self-sufficiency, and finally their land. Especially the spiritual base was based on the living in the wilderness. That's where they developed their spiritualism, which was condemned by Christianity. This spiritualism our ancestors had used, had developed, and was the source of the willpower to overcome the hardship in order to survive in the land. Therefore, when our native accepted Christianity, they denied themselves their own power source to continue their self-sufficiency on their own culture, and they lost everything. We still do today. The native culture is not civilization, city living, city dwelling. Native custom is nomadic life, a migrating life. The white men had recognized this the first time they made contact with their ancestors on the Bay Area. Page 6. The First Nation culture was migrating lifestyle before the white men's. It was independency, self-reliance, individual family self-determination. Thus requires no permanent dwelling, village settlements, let alone city or town. Therefore requires no church. Church as in Christianity demands one faith for all, one God and to worship. Page 6, the third paragraph. We have mentioned in 1876, when we have requested that a day school be built in the village so that we can be near to our children while attending white men's education in the village. Finally, in 1984 to 85, we held referendum, white men's style, to relocate to Pewanik. At that time, the chief had openly stated that this move, it was for a new generation. Therefore, the elders would not be recognized as advisors, as their culture is obsolete, finished, gone in that nature. This was stated verbally. We repeat that in 1889, during the band chief election, we did it ourselves. Another thing that clearly indicates that we are always willing and ready to abandon our native culture. When we move into the modern high standard of housing, inviting CMHC to provide funds and never inform our ban, or the council what it was doing to the ban, presumably for the ban. That is another act to end our First Nation culture.